Can you talk about other less common subtypes of diffuse large B-cell, including the so-called double hit?
So I'd been doing this for roughly 29, 30 years, but I can recall speaking very strongly at a meeting in France in 2008 that I thought the determination of the status of the three oncogenes in terms of translocations in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma was the largest unmet need that we were not routinely performing. That was in 2008. And now in 2017, essentially a requirement. There's no question that there is a subset of cases of diffuse large B-cell lymphoma that will harbor translocations of the dominant oncogenes, and they would be MYC being the most important one in combination with BCL2 and or BCL6. So that they can be double hit if they have MYC and BCL2 or MYC and BCL6, or we even see cases of so-called triple hit, and they have all three oncogenes that have been translocated. That leads to the deregulated expression of BCL2, MYC, and BCL6 for that matter, and those tumors behave extremely aggressively. They represent approximately 8 to 10% of all of the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. So not huge in terms of a percentage, but when you think that DLBCL is the most common diagnosis we see, then in a given year, that's actually a lot of cases still. Those cases have a completely different biology and a different clinical course. They are extremely aggressive. We know from all of the published work, including a lot of it from my own group, that R-CHOP as a standard of care for DLBCL, those patients do not do well. They, although we have no prospective data to inform on what the appropriate therapy is, most of my clinical colleagues would agree that dose intensification in the form of dose-adjusted EPOCR, some of the other therapies that are available, Codox MIVAC, et cetera, those are all probably very useful. I don't know whether we will ever get to a point where we actually have prospective data to inform on the best therapy, but there's enough phase two and related data to suggest that R-CHOP alone is not sufficient for those patients, number one. Number two, it's critical to determine them. To determine those actual cases, we have an actual specific category now in the WHO that is to be used for those cases. The only way to pick them up, really, there are no good surrogates. You really have to employ the FISH studies in order to find these cases. Some people have advocated using the proliferation rate. Some have advocated that if you know with high confidence that they're GCB, then all the double hits, the MYC BCL2 will all be within the GCB. So there are some surrogates that can be used, but at the end of the day, in the center I work in, we fish every case of DLBCL or even things that look like, as in these high-grade B-cell lymphomas.